Can I tell you my fun train story for the way home? It's a really good one.
Well, yeah, we'll go into the recording. Why not?
So I got the early train home because Dan is at parents' evening. So
okay.
I'm like spaciously on the train. It's nice. This woman sits opposite me. I'm reading my book. I'm reading the Joey Ramone biography.
Okay.
The title of the book is I Slept with Joey Ramone. And I'm reading, and this woman's like really looking at me, and I'm thinking, and you know, you become sort of self-conscious, and I thought, maybe she thinks that's like her. And I could see her like reading.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe
biography.
Yeah, but I was like, maybe she thinks this is like a provocative like book title, and she's gonna like, she's judging me.
Yeah.
And so eventually, like, she's really staring at me. So eventually I'm like, make eye contact. And she went, so did you?
No, she didn't.
I was like, sorry? She's like, did you? And I was like, did I what? And she's like, did you sleep with him? I was like, did I sleep with Joey Ramone? And I was like, no. What is next? And then she sits back, and she leans back forward, and she goes, don't worry, honey, there's still time. I'm like, he's dead.
Is he still alive?
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he's dead. And then she like leans back, and she's like, she looks like quite crestfallen. Then she leans forward again, and she goes, maybe you should have tried harder.
No, she didn't.
And I'm then like, fully in my head being like, trying to work out how old I was when Joey Ramone died. I'm like, I remember, I think I was in year 10, I think I was 14. He would have been like, 50-year-old man at this point. And then I'm like, why am I trying to explain myself in my head to this woman is why I didn't sleep with Joey Ramone. Like, it's, you know, given the opportunity now, I'm sure I would try and sleep with Joey Ramone. Like, there was an ocean in the way, there was decades. I nearly don't get off the fucking train because I'm having this conversation inside my head with this woman. And then I like scramble to put shit in my bag and leave. She goes, good luck, honey. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of They're Not Even Real Housewives Though. Rosie and Tajani are here, and the big news is that we are going to see the Countess.
Oh my god, I completely forgotten. I was like, where is she going? What is the big news? Have I missed something? Yes, we are. We're going to see Countess Luann
in London.
In fact, Murray. Okay, I'll try that again. The Countess Luann Cabaret in Fuck, Marry, Kill in London. At
yeah. Excited. I'm going to start taking bets on how late to stage she'll be.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, very late to stage. And I'm wondering if she'll have special guests. Like, are we going to meet other people?
Oh, I hope so.
I just can't believe that we're going to see, like, a not just a housewife, but, like, a legend in the flesh. Like, it's
literal
just bizarre
legend
to me. We never get anyone in the UK. That's all, what, like, unless they're on vacation and we can't
yeah,
go
yeah,
and stalk them because, you know, like, we have jobs. So,
yeah, it's exciting. Oh. I like Coco as well. It's a nice venue.
Coco's a great venue. I've been to a few things at Coco, yeah.
Have they changed the front of house in the past few years? Or is it, no, that's the other kind of venue I'm thinking of.
I have no idea.
Anywho. What are we going to talk about this week? I have not got many notes for some things.
Yeah, same. I kind of half notes for half the stuff. Potomac, I guess. And it's only Potomac, Beverly Hills and Vanderpump, isn't it?
Well, we haven't spoken about the end of Miami.
Oh, God, I can't remember the end of Miami.
Okay, so I can remember three things about Miami. One is obviously that Julia sings at the end.
Okay. The drum and bass electro version of Ave Maria was everything. Like, what the actual fuck?
I just got such a flash forward of you in like 7 years' time when, like, for some reason you've like gone back to church.
Okay. I would have had to have survived some kind of nuclear explosion
for me
to believe in God again for me to go to church.
Yeah,
sure.
I just think it's maybe it's the music that's getting you there.
You know what? It might.
Maybe it's not a church. Maybe it's just like a rave that's in a church.
I mean, that sounds more more my vibe.
But you've
got
a hat
on. Do you remember church years ago?
Yeah.
Did you ever do church?
No.
Oh, church was fantastic. Wake up on a Monday to go to work, and you're like, what the fuck happened yesterday?
I went to a rave once in Manchester, even though, like, it was decades after all of that shit.
Yeah.
And my mate was like, oh, we're fine, it'll be great. We went on the train. We went and got fucking raided by the police. It was terrifying. Like, running around Manchester. I go, where the fuck I am? I haven't got any money. I was like, this is... And it was probably 10:30 at night or something. Like, it was just I was terrified.
Oh, I used to rave all the time. Wind up in, like, weird random warehouses and stuff. But church was a good time because it changed every week and you bring your own bit. Oh, it was great fun. Anyway.
Anywho, so there was that. We're up for that. We're up for the Julia musical progression. I like that Kiki really secured the bag of getting everyone to pay for her kids' birthday parties.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Smart.
That was great.
Actually, my son's is October.
Yeah.
Like, people are now in a position where they're like, I don't know that kid's names and I've committed to a birthday party.
That whole Kiki of it all was really sad.
Yeah.
Like, it does feel like she's just surface friends with all of these women. Like, they don't...
know her kids' names?
Yeah, they don't know anything.
It's shit, innit?
But at the same time, she's sitting there saying that she can't do all these things because she has to pay for all these other people and family members and stuff. I'm like, bitch, I see you walk out your door with like 20 grand worth of clothes on.
She's a model, though. She probably gets free clothes.
But still, I don't think that she's that desolate. Like,
oh, no, I don't think she's like, I don't know if we'll be able to eat tonight. No.
Yeah.
But I think she's poor compared to like Larsa.
Everyone...
Lisa, all like they're like crazy money, aren't they?
They do have a lot of money,
and they're snot, and they're like shitty about it.
They are, yeah.
They look down on people, and they don't know how to do normal people things.
What did you think about them saying that Lisa was using microaggressions against Kiki? Like, I'm asking this question as a mixed race woman who has mixed race children, obviously, but they have white skin, whereas Lisa is the same as my children, right? Her mom's mixed race,
yeah,
and then or her like her mom's just lighter of skin, and her, like, I think her dad's white, and so she's come out, obviously she wasn't born blonde, but she's come out very like light skin. Do you think that they can still use that terminology? Or obviously it looks bad from the outside looking in, if you don't know Lisa's heritage, you just see this white woman screaming at this black lady. But like,
but in I don't the think, friend do group, think Lisa knows her heritage. Like, do you think she identifies? And like, I say this when I look at the mixed race people in my in-laws. I'm not sure that people sometimes know.
Yeah,
and I also think you can have like a kind of. Like a kind of repressed, inverted racism, can't you? Of being like if you see the benefit of being white, then that can be like, oh, so the other part of me is bad.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think, I don't know if it's exactly the right word. I don't think it's wrong what they're saying about Lisa. Like, I think she's a rich snob and a prick, and she has...
Yeah, I just think when you're using the terms like there's a microaggression or something like that, I just think, is that the right terminology to use?
Yeah,
or is she just a cunt? Like, let's just
and
call
like,
a spade
or
a spade.
Like prejudice, like when I lived in Jamaica, people definitely looked down on Haitians.
Yeah, but I've
and that's
said
like black
this.
People
black
on
people,
black people, like
black people
in the same
the most
way that like
people I know,
and the same way that the English look down on the Irish, like they're all white people. Not at all, obviously. But like, you don't, it doesn't have to just be purely melanin based, does it?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just don't know. I just wonder what your take was on that. I just find it.
I just think that Lisa's such a twat. Yeah. I don't think it's like active.
Yeah.
And I think it's so inherent in her, the like, oh, the poor dogs. And that she'd definitely think, oh, the poor dogs, rather than actual people. And am I being rude?
Yeah.
Because I don't think she ever thinks, am I being rude? Because the answer is always yes.
Yeah, she doesn't understand it.
Mm.
No. All right.
But yeah, I'll come down on the side of that she's just a dick. I think.
Yeah, agreed. I thought the Gertie and Larsa was really interesting. Like, Larsa was trying really hard to apologize, was trying her best to say that she completely understood where Gertie was coming from, and she, you know, took full responsibility and is horrified by her actions.
Yeah. Because this is it her first day being Larsa?
Oh my God. It's still not landing. Like, still Larsa not landing. Still doesn't get it. Like, no. She's still sitting there going, but I'm this too, but I'm that. Like, why are you still talking?
It's that, isn't it? Like, just shut the fuck up
and listen.
Just even just be quiet. If you can't listen, just be quiet. I liked it when she went for Julia.
Yep.
When Julia said that she still didn't think her ass was real, she's like, I don't understand your relationship because I think you like black dick. And Andy's just like, two things can be true, man. Yeah. Chill out. And Andy's sitting there being like, I'm fully in love with Martina Navratilova and I like black dick. These both things are absolutely fine. This is not the conundrum you think it is.
I'm happy over here. Come join me.
Yeah, it's like, this is fine. It's actually a pretty big crowd. We're having a whole party. It's just you. You're just over there on your own being sad.
Oh, I love that. That's brilliant. That's it. That's all I have really from Miami.
Then Alexia and Marisol have like a fucking Barney at the end.
Oh, of course they do. She threw her under the bus. She just said Marisol forgets. But Marisol does forget.
She does forget. It's not wrong.
No, and I'm pretty sure I've heard Marisol say that in a confessional too. She's like, I forget stuff. I drink a lot. Like, I've heard her like...
Yeah.
Say it. So why are we beefing now?
I think they probably had something before and it was like, we'll just get each other's back and it's fine and like, you know. We're going to take on blah, whatever. But yeah, she's pissed.
Yeah, she's not happy.
Not happy. Ave Marie. Doof, 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 doof.
Oh, I love that so much. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, do we have other words on the street? Should we say anything?
I don't have any.
No, I don't think there are any.
No. We're in now. We're like 25 minutes in.
Okay, Potomac. I can remember things again, very much not in order.
All right. I've got notes to up until the crab broil. Hold on.
I feel like it was all the crab broil. No, that's not true. We see
a bunch of stuff first.
What happens first?
So Wendy and Candace go to Kiana's salon.
They go to get lasered.
All right. So I tweeted this at the time because I feel like there's something happening in my laser situation is mugging me off. Okay. So mugging me off, people, means like I'm being treated like a fool. Like they're taking me for an idiot. Like, so there's a 24-hour process involved there's a 6-week process involved in getting laser, and then immediately before a 24-hour process where you can shave, you can't wax, you can't wear lotions and potions and perfumes and deodorants and all the rest of it. You can't do any of that. And every time I see a housewife go to get laser, it's like they're finding out and having laser at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how it works. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to get my cooch done or I'm going to get my underarms done. Like, you would have had to have shaved that 24 hours previously, couldn't have put deodorant on the next morning. Like, what is happening?
Maybe you need to just go over there and get that done. Maybe she can get it done.
It annoys me. That's not how it works.
It looked like they were doing something.
Yeah, no, it looked like they were having laser. The machine made the same noise as the machine that I have. It's that beep. Like every time you hear the beep, you like clench and panic. You're like, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Oh.
Yeah, but I just feel like...
Do you get a glass of wine when you do yours?
No, I just go in, I'm hardcore.
Places don't give us... We're not getting glasses of wine with the services they're getting glasses of wine in.
No, we don't get anything. I don't even... Yeah, there's... That, anyway, so that annoyed me.
Yes.
So, fine. But then they are chatting.
What about Candace being like, oh, I use being hairy as an excuse not to have sex.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she was like, yeah.
Oh.
In not so many words.
Oh.
But she was like, oh, yeah, like, I've got no excuse now because I tell Chris, like, oh, I'm not shaved or not waxed or whatever.
But they don't care.
Nope.
There's like, they may have a preference, but they...
But the preference is always to have sex.
Well, yeah. Like, a whole... Oh, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand this.
Yeah, I thought that was telling.
That is bizarre.
I also thought it shows how insecure she is. Like, if that's genuine, I'm like, man.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, with your husband? You guys are talking about potentially having kids, and you're worried your husband's going to see you with hair. Good God.
Yeah, that's... He's going to see some stuff come out of you, Candace. I'm just saying.
He's already got kids. Like, he's not scared.
No. Oh, no. Yeah, that's... Yeah. And then Kiana basically says, Giselle was the only person who came and checked on me on our tip. Like, that was a bit out of order. And they both didn't take any responsibility or accountability for it.
No, they did not. But she was very clear. She was like, do better.
Yeah, yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, I really like her. She's great. I want her to be like, I don't want to be like a Scar. Was it a Scala? Who just
Akala. Kayla?
Can't remember. Anyway,
it's her, in that world.
Because she was great as well. But she only came in for like 1.5 seasons, then we never saw her again.
Yeah, she was great. She was a little more crazy.
Yeah, I really liked her. However, I don't know if we're going to get Kiana for very long, because isn't she the one who's fighting at the last, like, the end
scene?
Oh,
is she the fighter?
I think so. I can't remember. Remember when that video came out? I can't remember. I know it's Deborah's in it.
It's but Deborah. I can't remember
who else. Anyway, then they get into the Robin and the Candace of it all. And Candace was saying that basically Robin should be careful because Candace knows so many things that she said that is actually defamation of character.
Oh, yes.
But she's hanging on to it. She's going to hang on to the thing. Now, I'm hoping Candace has this same level of, like, energy at the reunion and she just annihilates Robin. But she doesn't. That's the thing. Candace doesn't. She ends up crying the whole time.
She's on bark.
I love her bark. It's great.
But sometimes we also need the bite.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
Because Robin's not going to sit there and cry. She's going to go, no, no, no. She's persistent, if not smart. Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool. Why think of something to say?
And then Grace goes to college.
Oh.
I cried.
Me too.
The flashback of seeing her grow up was just like, oh my God. Yeah. That was a lot.
It was a lot. The only bad thing I thought, where I was a bad person, was, you know, when they like get the restaurant, I thought, how long did that restaurant ever be for?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's not a restaurant.
No.
Did it ever exist as a restaurant?
Yeah, we saw them go there.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
I feel like that restaurant did like a month.
Well, I mean, it may have, but we saw them go there.
So that was the bad thing, I thought. The rest of it, though, I loved. I was sad. I felt sad that our children will grow up. All of those things.
I know.
And when she was saying goodbye to her sisters.
I know. Aww. She's raised some good kids. They're good kids. Yeah.
It's really cute.
Yeah. Aww.
And then I love the kind of like whole circleness of Giselle going around to Karen's and her making her the cookies and
from the packet.
She didn't even cut them like even remotely evenly.
No, she didn't. But then she proceeded to call Giselle pitiful and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in like 2 sentences.
She was like, are you all right? Because you look like fucking shit. Like, well, with friends like this, man.
She did crack out the 1942, though. It's nice tequila.
I just think that's a level of friendship, isn't it? Like tequila and a cookie. You look like shite. Would you like a tequila? Okay.
Sure. And then Ashley and Charisse go round to Robin's house.
Oh yeah.
And
Why
Ashley
did they go
announced
around
that one of her kids have croup and she's out.
there? Oh
When my
yeah.
kids have croup, they end up in hospital. It's a whole thing. Croup's serious. And it's
Yeah.
contagious.
But I also just didn't believe her. I just think she that was just like the tone of like, I have small children, I've made up an excuse, you can't really call me out on it.
Yeah. Fair.
I think it's one of those things, you know, that could last. No one knows. You could be like, oh, I can't do that for weeks.
Yeah. Chickenpox is a good one for that.
Yeah, chickenpox is like a one and done, though, because people might remember that your kid had chickenpox.
You can get it again. It's very
Yeah,
rare.
most people don't. You
Yeah,
definitely can't get
fair.
it like multiple times a year. That was the joy of COVID, really, wasn't it? I know generally COVID was horrible for everybody, and I agree it was horrible, but sometimes it is handy if you don't want to go to something.
I've tested positive. You were positive
Oh
last week. I'm still positive. I haven't got a
I'll just
negative
go
test
around the
yet.
house.
Yeah. And yeah, and then Charisse announces that she's going to do her crab boil,
She's finally doing the crab broil.
and she's inviting Jacqueline, but we get
Because
the
they're like
flashback.
best friends.
Yeah, we got the
Come on.
flashbacks of her first crab boil, and it was Giselle with the crabs and
And the legs.
and then getting thrown out of the house. Like, I just remember it, the wig. I mean,
It was the stance. I've sort of forgotten the wide legs.
those are legs. Why are your legs open?
Oh, we've had some good times with these ladies.
Potomac is fucking, they came in out the gate as top tier.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a, oh, I don't know if there's going to be a second season. That was
No,
like
we
a,
were like, we're hooked. You've got us for
we're in
life.
it. That is it. They've been on my screens for generations.
Well, clearly, because Charisse's son is like a whole 6 foot something.
Have we ever seen him before?
I'm
Because
sure
we
she
see
was
the
talking about
daughter all
him
the
going to
time.
like prep school or something. No, prep school, is that the word I mean? Like primary school.
What, in Potomac
Yeah,
before?
like, well, I think she, or like, she's spoken about looking at like, or starting schools looking, and I think I just assumed he was quite young.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like employing him to be an umbrella, which is, you know, why else have kids?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand yet either. So they have the crab boil, and everyone's walking into our house with wet shoes on.
Well, I like it when Robin sort of doesn't answer the door because it's Candace.
Yeah,
Like
she
goes under,
kind of
she's like, "Whoa,
creeps
nope!"
back up the stairs.
Reverses up the step.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed
But
that.
what are you gonna do? It's raining. Are you gonna walk up there in your wellies and then put your shoes on at the door?
No, I'm just not going to wear shoes
You're
into
just gonna
someone's
take your
house when
shoes
it's been
out,
raining
your shoes
outside.
off. You're filming. You're not gonna wear your shoes.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm not that type of person. You'd be lucky if I brush my hair.
But they're not those people. They're all
No, they're not like
tottering
this.
around.
This is true.
They're wearing heels to play tennis.
Very valid point.
So they
But
go
then.
in, and the crabs are bad. Everyone's talking about how the crabs are old. The crabs taste.
Under
I'm like,
seasoned.
they're under seasoned. They're bland. They're foosty. I'm like, I think they were alive. Like, there's pictures of live crabs.
Yeah, they were. They went into the pot
Alive.
alive. Yeah.
They're just plain boiled crabs.
Yeah, which I quite like a night. If it's a good, I love a Dorset crab.
It's a very delicate flavor, though, isn't it, crab? It
Yeah,
doesn't
it's
like hit
not.
you in the face with a flavor. It's not a lobster.
Yeah, no, it's not. You do. I do love a like a seasoned crab, but I can also eat plain crab if the mood takes me.
Yeah, like, you know, and like, but then it's almost like a sandwich, isn't it? Then you just need like nice bread and butter.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacqueline's there. Charisse is such good friends with her, she like fully can't say a name.
Yeah.
So she's there, and then Mia arrives.
Yes.
And I
And
think
they
she does
have.
well. She's like civil.
Yeah, I don't think there was any kind of, because they were still talking up until 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's all
So,
fine.
yeah. But they go for their powwow, don't they?
They go downstairs. I am a little confused about the layout of Charisse's house. Again, I would like a floor plan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stairs. I find it very strange that the dining room would be upstairs.
Well, it's a townhouse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not that that explains anything. I'm just saying it's a townhouse.
Yeah, I guess it's just, I don't know. It seems heavy for the kitchen to be above, not a kitchen. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But then there's like a terrace or a deck or a garden. And I thought maybe it's just that, maybe it's just on a hill. I don't know. Just because nobody will show me a fucking floor plan. And then we kind of get into all of the argy-bargy of this, of everybody.
Yes. Which so is... Mia and Jacqueline make up, essentially. That's
yeah,
fine.
They go downstairs and they sort of agree to be civil.
And then they come back upstairs.
Well, they sort of have a little bit more than that. She sort of unpacks that, like, she is, like, because of the, like, sexual assault or rape or whatever that was, that she, like, has trust issues and anger. And I was like, that's a pretty big thing to say. And she says that it means a lot that, like, Jacqueline says that she didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
So that is quite a massive thing to learn.
I think it's insane that they've never spoken about it until now. But I suppose when would it come up?
And you know what people are like? That's...
Yeah. Actually, I take that all back.
Yeah. It is. I think you're right. I think it's insane, but not unpredictable.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's quite good. But then... Charisse is like, so what's happening with, like, Candace and Robin? Why are you not friends? Who sort of starts that, like, unnecessary row?
She does, but I think that in this instance, she was trying to actually broker peace. Like, I think she was messy, but I don't think it was an intentional mess. I think it was, like, an accidental spillage. I think, like... She was trying to speak to them the way that she would speak to them individually, but in a collective group. And it just came across as like an aggressive, messy stance. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and
she does not land that plane.
No, she doesn't. And why is she always slamming on tables? Like, she's going to do something.
Why is she so upset?
Like, just no.
And everyone's like, everyone sort of seemed, I guess just because she does it repeatedly, like people didn't seem as surprised as I think they should have been.
Yeah, and but Giselle just said because she's drunk. I love that. Yeah, she's sitting in the corner going, she's drunk.
I'm like, I don't think she's not drunk.
I know, but I think
she's sort of sozzled most of the time.
I mean, I would be.
Yeah,
she's rich and she doesn't have to work. Like, exactly. I would be drunk the whole day.
And then obviously obviously Candace cries. And then she has to go.
In the fridge. Why does she go in the fridge? Anyone else catch that? She, like, after she's done her cry angle in the kitchen and she's come back out, she goes to the fridge. You're like, why are you going to the people them fridge? What are you doing?
Maybe, again, she was just confused. Maybe she thought that was a door out.
Okay. I mean, sure.
You know, she thinks it's that, like, secret bar where you go in through the fridge. But yes, right. Yeah, she does love a prop.
Yeah.
And so if there's not one to hand, just start using white goods. Did you see that people were like, oh, Kim Kardashian went as a triangle to the Oscars?
Oh, what, for the Oscars?
Yeah.
Was it the Oscars?
Yeah, it was the Oscars. Yeah. It was the Vanity Fair party, but I was like...
I thought she looked incredible. She did look like a triangle. Have you seen that picture of her, like, actually on Candace's face?
No.
When she's crying, it's fucking fantastic. Yeah, good stuff.
Excellent times.
And then that's it. They separate. And then that's we get the flash forward for next week.
We go
week.
Home, yeah. Do we see Necker getting artificially inseminated, or is that coming, or she's just broached that?
I don't think we've seen it yet. She was collecting follicles, or they were counting follicles.
I think they count them.
Yeah, they don't collect them, do they?
I don't think so.
Because you need
the
follicles.
They stay on the inside. Yeah, they collect the sperm.
Okay. And the eggs, right? They take eggs out to fertilize?
I don't know. There was letters and I don't know what they mean. I thought they were just going to, like, turkey base the sperm into her, but I don't know.
Oh, the CSI. Not CSI.
CSI, it's definitely that, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, yeah.
AFC?
Yeah. IUD. No, yeah, It's not the full IVF process.
It's not the full test tube baby, is it?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. They shoot something up her.
Yeah, which again, I think is just sex, isn't it? Like, what?
Well, they guarantee placement, don't they?
So they get it. It's really in there.
Yeah, it's really in there.
Hmm. Sexy.
Yeah, I know. Makes my nun hurt.
It doesn't sound like a good time.
It feels uncomfortable. Like, oh, no. Being pregnant is so brutal. Like,
oh my God, it's such a shit final design process on how I get a human. And I just feel like this should have got to the beta testing phase.
I feel like if this was happening to men, it would be different.
Yeah, completely. There'd be uproar.
Imagine if a man had to have a period and bleed every, like, for 7 days.
I did see something, someone in defense of, like, astrology and star signs and all that shit, being like, if your dick bled for a week every month, like, in rotation of the moon, you'd be fucking obsessed with the sky too. But there's a point.
Yeah, but then we see the flash forward to next week where some people are scrapping in the bar.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
I love a good housewife's fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good times.
I hope we actually get to see something.
Probably not, because I don't think they're allowed to show it, are they?
Actual fighting?
Yeah. I think that's frowned upon. It's perpetuating violence.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. I don't even know what event it's at.
No, I haven't got a clue.
Love it. I love that we've seen it and we don't know. There's a level of interest I can really sustain. I've seen it all. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'll still be surprised.
Oh. All right. That's it for Potomac, isn't it?
That's it for Potomac. Vanderpump.
Yeah,
start Vanderpump Rules, and everyone is getting back from Lake Tahoe. And Tom Sandoval says to his assistant, "You unpack my clothes, I'll unpack my feelings."
And her response is, "To yourself." And he says, "Yeah." She was like, "Oh, okay, great,
oh,
thank you."
God.
Who does that?
Because your dirty underwear is bad enough.
Oh my God.
Please don't tell me about your journal.
I did not see that she was dressed as Barbie, to be fair. I just thought she was wearing a dress.
Yeah, that was fun.
She looked good. I love Anne.
I was hoping she was going to turn around. She's going to have like a full little plastic Jeep or something.
I have this note here, which is probably going to send me straight to hell, but I'm going to say it anyway. So the opening of the show, when Summer's pushing Sheena off the couch or asking Sheena to pull off the couch, I'm like, this is a glimpse of her future by pushing her mum off a tall building.
Let me fall down.
I'm done being on Instagram. I'm done being your paycheck. Fuck off. Yep. That's not good. And then Sheena goes to Lisa's, and Lisa just, I couldn't stop staring at her face. She's just perfect.
Yeah.
There's not one thing wrong with her face.
No.
And she's like 112.
Great. Yeah, it's insane.
It
turns out there's no such thing as ugly. There's only poor.
Yeah.
Like, with enough money, anyone can be amazing. Yeah, yeah. I'm jealous.
Oh.
So strong that they're going to put hairs on your chest.
Jesus. Yeah. And then Sheena.
I can't remember what Lisa says to Sheena.
Basically, she's on Sheena's side. She's like, you should be able to express your feelings. You should be able to grow and continue with life and have a copacetic relationship with Tom Sandoval. It should be all good. Like, it's unrealistic for Ariana to expect these things for you. And then Sheena drops the whole dance. She was doing dance.
Oh,
she started taking dance lessons just in case dancing with
just
the stars comes.
Oh, Sheena.
That's why she feels things so deeply, because she's already created this narrative in her head that this is how life is going to go.
Oh, Sheena.
And then Lisa was like, I know it was your dream, blah, blah, blah. And then she cut to Sheena's confessional, and she's just like, she's come a long way from being my backup dancer.
It's so rude.
The thing is, though, Ariana's going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And you aren't going to be able to do anything when Ariana comes through at the reunion. Because Ariana's going to eat you alive for that comment and that comment alone.
Ariana, who never got angry.
But yeah,
she never gets angry. I love it.
My favorite part of reality TV out of everything I've ever seen is when production show you what you've just sat there and said you've never done.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
That whole like scene where they go and buy something. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's not coffee.
Oh, they buy a chai vanilla fucking iced frappuccino.
Yellow something.
I drink my coffee black with no sugar.
I like fully get the piss ripped out of me because I put milk in coffee.
Oh, but, yeah, no, that's not okay.
But man alive, at least there's some. I was like, I just can't imagine even what that tastes like.
Oh, I need coffee to taste like coffee. Like, but I like good coffee. Like, I spend a lot of money on coffee. Like, it's important. And coffee in America is disgusting.
Yeah, they're not good at it.
No, it's not. I mean, no.
So Lala like tells Ariana that she needs to be nice to Sheena.
Yeah, and she needs to defend her like publicly and all the rest of it.
And Ariana basically says no, even though then she does then do that.
Yeah, but Ariana went home and thought about how she looked on camera and was like, shit, I should do something.
Yeah.
Everything that Ariana, that's why I was saying to you before, like she would never have sent the video because she thinks with her head, like she's constantly. Yeah. Her and Tom work so well because she was just as calculated and manipulating as Tom was.
They're all about the brand.
They're all about the brand.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that she deserved what she had coming to her, but like.
Yeah, yeah, but I she's not an angel here.
Yeah, to me, he manipulated Rochelle 1,000%. But I think. He probably did have her digmatized for a little while, but I think after a while she was just like, actually, I'm into this. Let's keep it going. Like, I don't think, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sort of surprised at how much logic I'm seeing in Lala.
She makes so much sense at the minute, doesn't
it's
she?
It's crazy. Like, is that something that other people are aware of, or is that just happening to us?
Based on what I see on the internet, I think it's just us.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, we're seeing growth and development in this human and no one else is.
I think it's like a kind of, it's like a mum energy, isn't it? Like, look, you're a grown up. I haven't got the time to do the emotional labor for you. Here is the answer. But like, Sheena's not a grown up. You need to do the emotional labor for you. She can't do it herself.
Yeah, but at the same time, Lala sitting there saying that you can't be angry with people for wanting to have a relationship with Sandoval when she would literally set you on fire if you spoke to Randall.
Oh my God, yeah.
But apparently that's different. So I don't know.
Real different. I know. I can't specifically pinpoint how, but it does seem like it is different. I guess if you want to have that pull, though, you have to really have that pull. Like, what is that saying, Darianne? Like, the whole world's prepared to forgive her, but the people who actually know her aren't entirely choosing her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there are people who entirely chose Randall, but there are people who chose Lala.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So then they go for girls' dinner. Girls' dinner is a mess.
With Christina Kelly.
With Christina Kelly, Sheena, Katie, Mariana.
Yeah. And, okay. I'm going to stick up for Sheena again.
Yes. Sheena is genuine in her stupidity. And that's not an excuse.
But also as well, people on the internet came for her because she was saying about how she had to choose the correct sling colour to fit her daughter's wardrobe. And then, like, your child broke her arm and all you're worried about is what colour her sling is. You're such a bad parent. Like, no, fuck off. Once you've got over the initial shock that your child has hurt themselves and damaged themselves and terrifying, you think practically about shit like that. Like, who
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fucked up, man. And, like, kids break their arms. Like, yeah.
Allow her to want to
dicks.
see some light in some silver lining on this fucking cloud. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that kid's fine. That's a real dick move.
I do think it's hilarious that she did break her arm on her watch, though.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, nobody else can possibly look after her except me. Oh, fuck, where is she? Maybe less of the falling down game.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to... Kids are going to hurt themselves. It's just what they do.
They are, yeah. And if you, like, micromanage them and on top of them, they're, like, less good at falling down and stuff.
Oh, they need to learn to hurt themselves, like, or not hurt themselves when they fall. Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah. Is that something everyone in your house has learned?
What, not to hurt themselves while falling down?
Yeah.
Not everyone. There's a particular grown-up that hasn't managed that yet.
So then we have the little, like...
You should see the mark on my wall. Anyway. Not fucking impressed.
You know there's a mark in my fucking... on the ceiling of my bedroom.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't even drunk. Like, I don't even know what was going on.
They're so stupid. So they have to, like, plant that we're having the Valley spin-off. Like, oh, all the rumors about Jax. Blah, blah, blah. Like, clanky, wasn't it? And then I have a moment when I was like, is Katie in charge of the whole Scandaval situation?
What do you mean?
Like, I just feel like, I feel like Ariana's like, I don't want to talk about Tom. I'm not interested in Tom. But Katie's like, no, I'm really angry about Sandoval. Like, I'm the real anger.
But she's then saying that she doesn't want to talk about it either. Like, she
I don't
want
to talk about
building.
It, but now I would like to do a huge fucking monologue about all of it forever for the rest of dinner.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds like you do want to talk about it.
Everything she said was 100% accurate, though.
Yeah, but she's just so annoying.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I'm just saying what she said was accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like...
No.
No, you're entirely right. But I just think it's like he doesn't like you and he's never liked you. Equally, you've never liked him. Like, so someone... The truth is in the middle there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, like... She didn't like Sandoval because he highlighted all the things she knew to be true about her relationship with Schwartz.
And herself,
yeah. Like, this...
Let's be clear. She's not a nice person.
No, she's not. Like,
I mean, I'm sure she is, but, like, she has a side.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay, fair. All right. Do you think that they hooked up and it's, like, deep-seated hatred, love,
like,
for each other?
Like... Enemies to lovers?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or lovers to enemies, the other way. Now, they hooked up years ago. And it was always been a thing that they've been terrified of it coming out. So they just, like, go for each other. And now it's actually turned into hatred. Like, because they've been shouting at each other every
like
day.
I like this. I kind of feel like, no, I think, like, Katie's main problem is that she, like, never quite gets there. And that's, like, the huge disappointment of Schwartz. So I could imagine that, like, they had, like, a nearly fumble and it nearly, and then, like, they got interrupted. And because they've, like, never actually managed to, like, come.
Yeah.
It's just there.
Mm.
And then Schwartz, which is just, like, a huge fucking disappointment, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, no part of the sex with Schwartz is going to be good. Not one part of it.
But yeah, she, like, I just love that her, like, she's just angrily telling Sheena to get over it. Like, get over it. Just get it. I'm like, are you over it?
Yeah. But then that's like the start of Lala and Katie. Lala and Katie against each other is like the best thing ever. Like, they're both
great
assassins.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. Like, I'm here for it. All of
and
it.
I've heard all sorts of rumors that they've had, like, more Barneys off. It's all, like, it's all real and that they've all, like, had big, big rows off camera.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why? Where is the camera? Fucking pick up the cameras, man. I want to see all of it.
I just, the stuff they must say to each other. Oof. Oof. Yeah.
So then we go to Pump, or is it Tom Tom? Who can tell?
Oh, I don't know. But he's upset because Lisa he didn't consult the 2% shareholder.
And she's like, why would I even think to waste my time to consult the 2% shareholder? And he's like, I've brought you ice cream. And she's like, oh, God, no.
And she eats it same way. Like, what?
I just have like, oh goodness, no.
No, I don't eat ice cream. Look at my face. Oh.
So she's spoken to Rachel at length. And Rachel is upset with Tom. She never wanted to lie.
But life is lying.
Life is lying.
He 1000% said that. I don't know why he seems to think we don't know he said that. Come on now.
Well, because he believes he's a fucking actor, rock star. Yeah. I don't know what he thinks. Who's he think he is? Elton John? I don't know what he thinks he is.
He's giving me Tony Stark. I don't know where these lot were getting Elton John from, but in them sunglasses, he's giving me Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Okay?
Still, though, I don't think I would believe what Robert Downey Jr. said to me. I wouldn't be like, that sounds like truth.
Robert Downey Jr. from the 90s or now? They're very different people.
They are very different people.
Yeah. It's like a whole different person.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the 90s, it's just scat, isn't he saying? Like, who?
He's giving me Johnny Depp vibes. Like...
Yeah, they've done like a switch.
Yeah, they have. Oh, leave Johnny Depp alone.
I think everyone is.
Yeah.
Leaving him alone now.
But yeah, and then to basically...
Tom's like completely angry and confused and startled.
That his plan's not worked, that he hasn't managed to manipulate her any further. What do you mean she's taking a break from me? What do you mean? And then I love it, his confessionals, and he's like, I wasn't doing any of the things. I wasn't manipulative. I wasn't doing anything. I was just merely trying to say blah, blah, blah. But if I didn't 1000% agree, then they painted me out to be the bad guy. Like, you're not helping it. Say less.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not helping your case. Say less.
What is wrong with me as your boyfriend being able to be in charge of your life? Sorry?
Saying that you don't still need to be in the facility. You're fine.
Yeah, I can't see any problem. So then Lisa goes to Lala's office and they are rebranding / getting a sperm donor. One sentence. It's like, shit, man, that's more than I achieve in months. And this is like Tuesday morning for her.
She's working hard. Yeah. She's just a bitch in these streets trying to rebrand and get a sperm donor. I love that.
I love how excited her assistant was. She was like, Lisa, I'm here.
I'm dusted. She dusted.
I mean, I would dust if Lisa Vanderpump came.
I would clean my whole house.
I mean, I'd have to look on YouTube as to what I'm supposed to do, but I would look.
You'd have to go out and buy the stuff. Like, it'd be
yeah,
lovely.
I'm like, I need a duster.
Yeah.
And then I was really judgmental. I was like, this is such a selfish reason to have a child so that, like, no one could take it away from you. Like, as if we all don't have kids for selfish reasons. We're not like,
you
this
really
egg
sat
is
down
like.
And thought that.
Yeah, I did. It was bad.
Oh, wow. I didn't
and then
see that
I
come
felt,
in.
No, I know. And then I felt bad. And I felt sad. And it would be horrible to, like.
I thought her reasoning was completely valid. I had the opposite reaction.
I think it is valid. It just makes me feel a bit sad that Ocean will hear that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But I think also as well, she's the type of parent who I think she's having these conversations with Ocean.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think that she's like hiding any of this from her. I think she's not going to sit there and say that your dad is a fucking rapist. But I think she's going to have like, I don't want to have to, like, it hurts me to share you type thing. But the way she said it in that moment probably isn't the same way as how she's saying it to Ocean. So it might not translate.
I mean, I think she's a great mom. And like, because you've seen her bump and stuff this week. I think it's lovely. I like that she's expanding her family. And good on her for not fucking waiting around.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I like her plan. She's like, and then I'm going to adopt a kid. Then I meet someone, have another kid, have a whole bunch of kids. I was like, oh, wow. Look at you go.
Yeah, well, I mean,
get a bus.
Yeah, I mean,
why not?
But yeah, I agree with that sentiment. Why not? But also, it's like, a little part of me hates her because I'm like, you clearly have easy pregnancies.
Yeah.
Because you're like, let's have a bunch of kids. I couldn't think of anything worse.
She's like had some rough times in her life, though, hasn't she? She's been an alcoholic. So maybe she's just been through worse shit.
Yeah. And she
like
also
being an alcoholic
snaps.
Makes you feel like fucking awful all the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It well, yeah. I wouldn't know. I'm not.
It doesn't look like it feels nice.
No, I don't accept the fact that I might have a drinking problem.
drinking but, problem, drinking solution.
It's
who can
definitely
tell?
A solution, yeah. And she also snaps back as soon as she's had the kid.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
If her body starts to go to shit, let's see how often she's willing to get pregnant. Like.
But again, she's so solution oriented. She's like, well, that's just something money can fix. I just have to sell some more, whatever I sell.
Yeah. Fair.
So, yeah.
Absolutely fair. And then what happens? They go to Tom. No, they go to Sir.
Then we
meet Joe.
Then we see Joe. God. So my first question is, when is Joe?
I don't know.
Because it's not 2024.
No, she's given me... Von Dutch girl.
Yeah. Is it 1994?
I was thinking 2004.
Is it 2002?
Yeah, maybe. But she's also as well, how tall is Joe? Because she's actually
she's
like
really
she's
fucking
giant.
Into being tall, isn't she? She's
but
no
she's
Joey
tall.
Ramone.
Can we
but
just
like,
talk
it's,
about...
It's her thing, isn't it? I'm like, you are tall, but also you've chosen not to wear like trousers. So your legs do look long because you've come out in shorts that don't cover your ass.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but don't be like, oh my God, at all.
Yeah. Ali was the
She's
standout
read her like a
star.
Fucking book.
Yeah, standout star of that entire scene.
Ew.
She read Joe to filth. With her eyes and her looks and her, yeah, okay. And when Tom gave James the sunglasses.
Oh, when he gifted him the magical sunglasses and she was like, I don't think so, no.
He did, he bought Rachel sunglasses last year too. Like.
Oh!
Ooh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Ali is the most.
She's the surprise.
The most logical. Incredible addition to Vanderpump Rules ever. She was made for TV.
She is made for TV. I didn't understand the Taylor Swift reference. I don't know where that came from.
Because
where
she
it
had
fits
a guitar.
In. But what, she realised she wasn't going to be Taylor Swift and so she's become an astronomer?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Right.
There has to still be something wrong with her because she's dating James.
Yeah, no, that's fine. None of
so
us.
So she can't
perfect.
Be completely amazing.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
There still could be a nugget that's missing.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Or else it all falls apart. Otherwise, doesn't it? Like it's got to be built on a foundation of there's something wrong with you. Or else, why are you here? But yeah, I fucking hate Joe. I can't stand her. I can't stand her like, oh, we're like bros.
No, her whole...
Disgusting
she is
vibe.
So in love with Schwartz.
It's
horrendous to watch.
We never had a formal relationship. Well, we did fuck. I think we're dating. Oh, man. Well, that's great.
Yeah, he's not into her at all. Because I said to you, didn't I? Like, the goofball... chick that she's portraying is not the type he goes for.
Doesn't
like,
get his engine going at all.
If she thinks that he's wants like
he
that,
doesn't want bro, he wants mummy.
He wants mummy and he wants aggressive.
He wants mummy and he wants to be told off.
And he wants like a sexy woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's all I'm so tall and gangly and I'm this. That's not his type.
No. He will sleep with her because she was in his house. And he is lazy.
Because he's pussy.
And he's lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And she'll do all the work also.
And cut your hair. Would you let her cut your hair?
No.
Absolutely not.
There's
you see your hair?
Yeah, I know.
I know you can't cut your own hair. I know that, but...
You can blow dry it though, can't you?
Or like, say, you've dyed this so that it clashes with my skin.
Yeah. Brush it. I mean, there's a multitude of things that you could do.
Don't wear a trucker hat.
Yeah, I just... I quite like a trucker hat, though.
Look, we all
lie.
Had a trucker hat. It's just it was 2002.
Okay, so it's a woman who still wants to wear a fucking wusset hat.
A bucket hat. That's come round again.
What?
That's retro.
So and also, trucker hats to some people.
No.
What about, can we never really discuss Giselle's Prada bucket hat moment in the Dominican Republic?
We didn't, but I liked it.
All right, I'm not.
It's men who look stupid. Okay.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm not. I can't. That is something else.
Okay. So yes. So Tom comes over and he's like, I was just hanging, walking past outside. Wait.
No, you weren't.
He gives James the sunglasses. And then the next day we go and see Joe and Swartz
Taco tokens, and there was a third T.
Tacos, tokens, and tequila.
My type of place.
Yeah.
I would be in there all day.
I just don't want to be there with her.
Oh no, not at all. He really, I mean, I don't know what vibe he's given off for her to feel the way that she feels about him, but like in every interaction in that scene, there was no sexual chemistry whatsoever.
No, but do you not think all the times that he's fucked her after he has had a row with Katie, he's been like, I just need to, like, if I was divorced.
Right.
And she's like, oh, no, you're divorced. And he's like, I didn't mean it.
I need a couple more years.
I need to be 47. And she's like, okay. I'm like, girl.
I have some respect.
Yeah.
Like, man.
And I just
she's
think,
not ugly. She's a good looking woman.
Wash that hair.
I mean, take off the trucker hat. You could like.
Shut the fuck up.
Be one of those mute hot girls that you see in music videos. Like, just, you know.
I thought in that, though, I was like, I think Schwartz is only good for a flirt. I think he's like, that's the end of the line with him. I think she's far in.
I can't see it getting hot and heavy and like,
no,
passionate.
No.
It's.
But he's become that fun guy at a party that like tells people he's a fun guy and everyone knows that he's just going to cry on you. I'm like, oh no, man, you're going to spill your drink down me and cry and I'm going to have to pay for your taxi.
Oh no. Yeah. We can't be dealing with people like that.
And you're going to be telling me you're fun. Like fun people don't have to tell people they're fun.
They're fun. No. Yeah. I reckon he's a good kisser though. There's something tender about him, I reckon.
Okay, well there you
but
go.
I just don't think
that
it goes any
almost
further than
comes
that.
Under flirting.
Yeah, but like I can have like flirting. A quick kiss on like a Tuesday afternoon, but like I want more on a Friday night. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not there's no longevity in it.
Okay. Yeah. You want to have your breath taken away?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then they go for Rat Pack dinner. So Tom Schwartz suggests Rat Pack dinner. Then he wears a brown suit.
With a skinny tie.
He's not read the assignment.
No, he's not.
James
he did
turns
look
up,
good, though.
He looked fine. James turns up looking like James Bond, which, again, looks good. Not the Rat Pack.
Rat Pack.
Sandoval turns up. Fucking nail on head, man.
Oh, he looks so good.
He looks great.
So good.
Brock turns up. He apologizes. And what he basically means is, my neck is too big for a tie.
Yeah. It's like Frank Catania trying to pull on a tie.
It's like got a belt.
I'm really excited to have Frank Catania back on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah.
So they go to one of those places where you eat all the meat until you shit yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I love those places.
Yeah, I mean, they're great.
Yeah, they're one of my favourite places ever. Oh, yeah. And he taps out early, pussy.
But this is literally his problem. In
he
a
taps
fucking,
out early.
Yeah, it's just like, where's the commitment?
Yeah.
And the ladies go and have their charts astrology. Read. I don't even know the words.
Birth charts, wasn't it?
They have their birth charts read, and they do them like all in a group. And like, and I don't know any of this shit, but like Lala's a Scorpio, and I know that that seems right.
She gives me Scorpio vibes, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yep, that seems fine.
Yeah.
And Katie has been a man in all of her previous lives.
Yeah, because she's got big dick energy. I'm here for it. I am absolutely here for it. Those jokes where she's like, because I'm still a man. Like, it was too much. I died. It was too much.
And then Ariana's all like talking about how she's broke. Like, when he left me, I was on my last $2,000. Oh, poor you.
I know. Isn't it hard? How are you planning on paying the mortgage next month?
Well, certainly not by having a job.
So you were expecting Tom to pay for you? But you had such a hard life and he was so hard done by, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Which is it?
Yeah, like he wasn't...
Like as someone who's always on their last $2,000, I'm like...
This is how people
fucking live, mate. It's called a monthly paycheck.
Yeah.
It comes in, it goes out. That is how, like, you have to pay for shit.
Yeah.
Like, when you agreed to a mortgage, did they not explain that? Like, we're going to want you to pay this every month, like, for years. I think they fully give you a piece of paper with that on. Come on now.
This rent is everything. Absolutely everything.
Being a grown-up, shit. Nobody's denying this as a deal. It is crap, but you did sign up for it.
I love it. Like, you get down to your last 2,000 and then you decide to try find a job. Like, what were you doing before?
How was it working before? Because honestly, I would quite like to try that for a while.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to buy batteries or toilet paper. And then we have a quick flash to the lads and they're all talking about how, like, Sandoval needs to start dating.
Dating who?
I don't know. He says he needs some feminine energy.
Oh, yes. I remember that. He said he doesn't even know if he wants... He's not been single and dating for 15 years. No, you've been in a relationship
and dating for 15 years.
Like...
That's the error, mate. You've put the cart ahead of the horse now. It's scary to be single. Much better just fuck your girlfriend's friends.
Every time as well. It's like he never leaves the group.
Consistent. No. Why? Oh. Already got these people's phone number?
They're all good looking.
They know where your house is.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than that awkward morning after where you have to give someone your address so that they can leave. So they can call an Uber. Things you don't have to know with Uber. In the olden days, you had to know where you were to call a taxi.
To call a cab, yeah.
You couldn't say, I'm in someone's bedroom, it's got a fucking Lego wall.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about that Lego picture way too much. Now that I know it's Lego, it's on my mind multiple times a day. Right, so tell me what I'm supposed to think about the Lala Katie row. Because I liked it. But I'm not sure if I know what I think.
I think they both were right. I think that's the conclusion I got. Like, Lala had a valid point. Katie had a valid point. Like, Katie was acting
childish.
What is Katie's
valid point? Yeah.
What?
What is Katie's valid point?
That people are still allowed to be angry and upset about their situation. Like, Ariana's still allowed to be upset with Tom.
But she doesn't really mean Ariana, does she? She just means Katie.
Yeah, she does. But, like, let's take it on face value. And she has every right to say that she doesn't think that Tom thinks anything for Sheena. Like, it's not a real relationship.
That's valid point, that Sheena is just the weak link into the group.
Yeah, and I think that... Even if Tom has always been really nice to Sheena, that's just his, like, manipulative, narcissistic tendencies.
It's just nothing to do with... Like, it's just a Sheena-shaped person, isn't it? It's just a person in the group. It's nothing particular to Sheena.
And then I think with Lala, she's like, why is it not okay for Sheena to feel this way? So like they're both
Yeah.
saying logical stuff about each situation, but they just don't want to like marry. But I just didn't like the cattiness in it. I was uncomfortable with that. I just thought that it should have been more of a proper row, like where there's proper
Yeah.
scrapping, rather than it being catty where
It's a bit much. You're a bit much all the time.
Oh, no.
That one
Like, what are
stung
you doing?
me. As someone who's been called a bit much, I was like, oh, that's mean. My thing is the thing though, I don't think it's not really about that, is it? Because what Katie is really saying is, I'm really hurt by these two dickhead Toms. And what Lala is saying is, the whole fucking world thinks the worst thing that ever happened has happened to Ariana. And actually, the worst thing that's ever happened has happened to me because I am
Yeah.
stuck being connected to Randall for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
they're both wrongnesses in their personal statements of those things. But I'm like, this is what this row actually is. And
Yeah.
Ariana and Sheena are sat on the sofa being like, oh. And
I
then
loved
Ben.
hearing Kate, you say it with your whole chest, bitch. Because I've been saying, say it with your whole chest for like, since I can remember. I've been saying it for like decades.
She was channeling you in that moment.
I was just like, yes, say it with your whole chest. Don't half come at me. If you're going to come at me, say it with your whole chest. I
I
was
think
like,
you've got to
is
know
it?
what you're doing. If you start flapping those pointy nails at people, like you've got to follow that fucking through.
So I was, yeah, you got to stand in it. You do.
And Lala's whole thing is like, I'm a bad bitch. Like, don't mess with me. Whereas Katie's like, come on then, I don't mind if you mess with me.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I quite
But
like
Katie's.
it.
Lala's in like a really in your face confrontational person. Whereas
She's like a
Katie's
yappy
like,
dog.
yeah, Katie's like, don't start none, won't be none. Like, she's that
But she's
type of
also like, I'm
person.
perfectly happy if it happens though.
Yeah.
Like, she's not upset if there's a fight. She's like, I quite like a fight.
Yeah, whereas Lala's like in her feelings about it for like 3 days after. Yeah, whereas Katie's just like, oh, what
Fine.
happened? Huh?
You came,
Yeah.
you came, it happened.
Yeah.
And Ali's just like, this is why we all need astrology, because we'll all love each other and understand if we all know each other's birth charts.
Yes, that was hippy dippy shit, but also I really liked her more detailed explanation of that when she said that when we all understand each other's personalities and all the way we communicate, we can have these conversations and learn to communicate more effectively. I liked that sentiment. I thought that's great. It's not going to work in this group, but I thought it was a fantastic, like, grown-up thing for her to say.
I like not here, but I like you.
It's not going to work there. Like, maybe when she's talking to like fully fledged adults that haven't been on TV for 10 years, then it might
Yeah,
work.
it's quite a lot of homework, isn't it? To be like, I suppose, but that's what life is, isn't it? Just working out how other people communicate
Yeah.
so that you're not just continually upsetting people.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
it's a theory.
I mean, it's something we're supposed to know, I
Yeah.
suppose. Who knows? And then what else happens? Nothing.
No, that's it. Then we see the mid-season trailer and we see Katie and Swartz kissing on the same person. And I don't know, does other things happen? Presumably other things happen.
No, I don't know. I can't
So
remember.
yeah, it's that.
All right. Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
So it's still going on about Sutton's drinking when they first open up, and how Teddy commented on the fact that she has vodka in her bag, and Carl didn't come to Sutton's defense. And Sutton's like, you know what you're doing when you don't defend us, you're perpetuating and you're doing this. And Kyle was just like, nyang, nyang, nyang. And Sutton's like, nyang, nyang, nyang. And that's all I heard.
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea that you're gonna be like, I don't have a drinking problem. I don't have vodka in my purse. I just have grapefruit juice to mix my vodka with. I'm like, oh, it's not the most watertight defense.
Oh It's not a problem if you just have the mixer and not the alcohol.
Fine, absolutely fine. Sure. Do you think she pays like a corkage fee on that grapefruit juice? You can't just take your own drinks to places. They don't like that.
They do if you're Sutton and you're spending loads
Yeah,
of
that's what I
money.
mean. Like they she gets charged extra.
Probably, yeah. I
Yeah.
would say so.
So then Kathy enters. And so I put on Instagram that throughout all of this, that I'm really glad that Kathy never had to earn a living as an actress.
Why?
Because she is not good at this.
Well, actually, I think you'll find you're wrong there. She's had to pretend that she's
She pretended to
orgasmed
be a human like
and all that. She's had to
hundreds
pretend that she's orgasmed and loves her husband for however many decades they've been married.
times. So Andy's like, oh, Erica says that people are scared of you. And she's like, oh,
That was funny as fuck. Like her hysterical crying, laughing.
funniest thing I've
I sent it to people. I like.
I never watched the show.
She only watches Watch What Happens Live because it
And
goes
the
by really
clips, she
quickly.
watches the clips. Right, cool. Have you seen Paris's clap back at Mauricio?
Yeah.
It's rude.
I think it's fantastic that
I think she's jealous.
Paris.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, like she's like, oh, your lame show. I'm like, oh dear, Paris
Oh,
is like, not
yeah,
got very
because
good
your show was
ratings.
great.
Yeah.
Showed the whole world how you don't know how to raise your own children. Sure. But the I think this whole Mo Rick Hilton Highland versus the agency thing is, I think every side of that conversation is true.
Yes.
I don't think there's an in between here. I think Mo was never treated properly and never
Yeah.
given the correct respect he should have had. And I think Rick then said to him, I think if it doesn't work out for you, you can always come back.
Yeah,
I
and
think both of those things are true.
I think he said, you know, go, do you don't nick our staff? And he said, I'm not nicking your staff. I'm going to take these staff that are my staff.
Yeah. But that's the beef between Kyle and Kathy. And I think I think one, him leaving the business that put
Yeah.
food on her niece's table is how Kathy would see it, is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Then to be as successful as he
Yeah, I think
is,
it's that, as
and
it's like blowing out the water is like rubbing salt in the wound,
because
isn't it?
Kyle's always been, Kathy's always been the rich sister, right?
Yeah.
And now Kyle's rich too.
Yeah, it's very rude.
Yeah, it's very disrespectful.
I had a whole Mo epiphany.
Oh.
I think Mo might be living the embodiment of that song, The Joker, sung by the Steve Miller Band.
I don't think I know it.
Oh, you do. You've got to look it up after this.
Okay.
He says, some people call me the space cowboy. Some
Oh, yeah, I know it.
people call me Maurice. And then it's just talking about how he's like a stoner and sleeping around.
That's Mo.
Yeah, like having a good time.
Yeah.
But the fact that it says Maurice in it, I just think that's too much. It's too
It's too.
good.
Okay. I shall listen to that properly later.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight stoker. I think he's become that song.
He has.
And then what can you do? Like, if you're called by the Steve Miller Band, you know, it's your life right there.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, then Sutton has her medical emergency.
Okay,
And Kathy
so
thinks that she's like trying to get out of it
1000%. That's
to
exactly what
not talk
happened.
together.
That's exactly what happened. She realized that this was going to go badly for Sutton. Stuff was going to come out. So Sutton was like, I need to get out of this situation rapido.
You think she made her whole hand swell up?
Her hands weren't swollen. Her hands looked swollen because she had them next to them skinny ass legs. anything next to those skinny ass legs look swollen. Okay, that bitch knew what she was doing. She put her hands down near her legs. Everything looked swollen against them things. Everything.
Yeah, I mean, truth.
She's so skinny. It's insane.
It just doesn't look safe.
No, it doesn't. That's why I haven't got steady legs. Of course you don't.
You never have.
Fucking matchsticks. What are you doing?
And then Kathy says she is having a hot flash.
Yeah, get over it. You're 49.
You're 49. I thought, ooh, 49, really?
I think she's older than that. I don't think she's 49. Yeah. I think she's in her firmly in her 50s.
But yes, I love all of Kathy was just so shady.
Oh, just
she's shady to Erica. She's fully shady to Sutton. Like, she's such a bitch.
Yeah. And then when Sutton's having her whole thing, her and Erica are talking about Christmas decorations.
You still got your tree up?
Yeah.
I love that about Erica. She's like, oh yeah, people are scared of Kathy Hilton, she's a bitch, I don't care, I'll still talk to her about Christmas, I don't care. Like, I'm not saying I disapprove, I'm just saying she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Call a spade, man. No.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, Sutton goes off. It has the whole thing. I don't think it doesn't play into the idea of having an eating disorder.
No.
Like, Chris was like, oh, her blood pressure was just as bad as mine. And, like, this is just like what happened to me. It's like,
No one cares, Crystal.
But also, again, like, for people trying to not say someone has an eating disorder, being like, it's just like the person with the eating disorder. Okay. Then Kyle and Kathy, can you imagine with your siblings going on television and being like, let's both agree, like, let's both say out loud how many times we've had bad fights?
I just think the whole hand thing was so, it just felt so staged.
And like, so weird. I was like, what are you trying to win here?
Yeah.
This is the worst prize ever.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah, like, it's not. No, yeah, no one's gaining.
No one's impressed. Oh, you're so close. You both remember times you were awful to each other.
Yeah.
Made me feel very smug. I've never had a big row with my sister.
Same.
Like, not as an adult, obviously as children and stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
But no, like, since we've been adults, I'm like, yeah, you're great. Keep doing that.
Yeah. And even if they're not, you just keep it moving. Like, I ain't got the energy for all of that.
Yeah, like, there's no huge calculated, like, I'm trying to destroy your life shit, which I think I do. So they discuss the agency, the Rick, the problems, the Mo. Then Andy's like, right, Sutton's going to the hospital. Let's just gather things. Let's gather Merce again.
He's still in the purse.
And everyone's
this time he's behind sofa cushions.
And everybody's like, was it a fever dream? We all went to Spain and threw that at Garcelle, right? Like, that happened. That's on camera. No, he's still fucking here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, Andy's just like, oh, I'm honored.
And
then Sutton's in the car being like, I don't want to die.
That was fantastic.
You're not going to die. I mean, we're all going to die one day, but, like, I don't think it's today.
Yeah. You've still got way too much damage to do to other people. Like, not today, dear.
Oh.
I love that. I love their friendship. I think they're such a great... They're like
two old ladies. I've seen people say that they should be the season two of Crappy Lake.
Yes.
Mm. It'd be fun,
1,000%.
Right?
How fantastic would that be?
Mm. It'd be very fun. Oh. I'd like it a lot. So then I don't understand the rekindling story of Kyle and Kathy at Kim's daughter's wedding.
Why?
Because what happened? Because what I heard happened was that Kathy went to the hairdresser's on her own and it was quiet, and then Kyle saw her and she cried.
Yeah, so basically...
Is that not what happened? Because that, I don't understand.
Yeah, that is. But when you simplify it like that, it doesn't quite sound so, like, heart-wrenching and beautiful. Like, Jesus. So they were in Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
For the baby, the wedding or the wedding shower, whatever.
Yeah, the pre-wedding.
and she Kathy walked in. There was no one else around, so it wasn't like a big show for other people. It was a genuine moment where Kyle was like, oh, look, it's my sister. And she went over and sat next to Kathy and started chatting to Kathy and talking to Kathy. And in that moment, Kathy was like, this is a genuine Kyle wanting to spend time with me rather it than being a show for other people. And then she realized that actually my sister might actually like me.
And who does that say more about, Kyle or Kathy?
Kathy, 1,000%.
Right, okay, as long as we're all aware.
Yeah.
good, okay. Yeah, it's... Kathy Hilton is a scary bitch, man.
Oh, she's mafia, 1,000%.
I would not like to meet her in the dark.
No. No.
Like, I feel like in the daytime, there'd just be other people around, and I'd be like, oh, she can't just kill me. But in the dark? I just don't know.
Yeah. 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 She's a very scary lady.
She's really scary. And she sort of believes it. I think it's that, isn't it? Like, when you're so rich, anything can happen. So you can fully believe in your own crazy. Like, yeah. She's like, I'm very sensitive. I'm 100 times more sensitive than you. And I'm like, no, you're just loopy.
Yeah. No, you're scary. That's not the same as being sensitive.
But she thinks it is, and she'll pay other people to say that it is.
Yeah, she will.
And then they have a weird conversation where they're like, your vibe is strong. No, your vibe is strong.
We're vibing in strength.
Very strong vibes. I think just Kim's watching that being like, I don't think my vibe's that strong.
Yeah. Kim's like, I'm not in this. I don't want any part of it.
No, my vibe is all the way over here.
Yeah. And then we get into the Mo.
Oh, we get into it, but we never get out of it.
Well, we don't really know what it is. So he's cheated, obviously.
Yeah, but like we said, what's new?
Yeah. The DMs of it all was really funny. I actually thought that conversation was really genuine, where she was like, I could just see Mo being like, liking a bunch of shit, doing a bunch of stuff, and like not understanding why Kyle's upset about it. Like, I think that genuinely happens. Like,
and people are like, you wouldn't be jealous of him like rubbing up on people on Dance? And she's like, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm not that cool about that. I'm actually, it's not fine. And people are like, oh.
The insecurity, I think what they were saying was completely right, though. Like, it doesn't matter if the rumors are true. Once that seed,
if it speaks to something, if it speaks to you internally, it doesn't matter.
That's it. Have you never had a dream where your husband's done something to you and you woke up the next day and you are mad?
Yeah.
Like, mad. And you know fully that it was in a dream, but you're still like, I
cannot believe you cheated on me in Jupiter. Like,
yeah. With a fucking four-eyed alien of all people. Like, do you know what I mean? Oh, it's not even cheating, just like something ridiculous. He's done something in a dream. And I'm like, the next day, I was like, I haven't spoken to him today because he's a cunt. Like,
set the dishwasher on fire in my dream. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah, exactly. No, 1,000%. I think it's true.
Kyle is really insecure. Like,
yeah.
And the like power dynamic, isn't it, of like him being the big successful businessman and her being the mum so that he can be those things. It does, like, it feels like an imbalance of power.
1,000%. It gets you in your feelings and in your head. Yeah. It shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah. And then like Kathy just sitting there and like judging people, other people's families, and like how people, I'm like, you sent your kid to like a fucking abuse farm.
Yeah, but she didn't know, did she?
She didn't know.
Okay.
Like, she's not upset about it at all.
Oh, she has no remorse. No,
she is upset that it was in a book.
She's upset that people know.
Yeah, and that is the end of that upset.
And then Andy starts asking Kyle questions about
being
Morgan.
Separated, being... Yeah.
And she doesn't answer any one of those.
I'm evolving.
You're either licking pussy or you're not. I mean, it's not that hard.
You can call it evolving, but...
Yeah, you can... We call it a vulva. But like, What? Does she expect that's going to now squash the rumours and
but
make
that's
it
what I'm like.
less?
I'm like, what are you trying to tell us, Kyle? Because you know this is being filmed. So you should have been, and you knew this was going to be a question. So why don't you just say no? And the fact that you're not saying no, I think is like, I'm like, is it good telly? Are you trying to secure your bag for next season? I don't know what you're trying to do here.
I don't think that she is, because I think Mo is going to be the reality star now. I think she's going to step back and Mo's got his show and she's going to disappear.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be
and
on
all
TV
this, like,
again.
Oh, like, we're not together and we're separate. Like, it's sad. It genuinely is sad, isn't it? But, like, we're not together, but we're separated, but we live together, but we don't say the word divorce. Like, well, seems like semantics.
No, but the word divorce, when you've been married that long, seems quite scary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think
absolutely.
In her head, she thinks that once she's and him are divorced, that's it. They can't have a relationship anymore, when that's not the case. You can still be friends. You can still be in each other's life. Like, you can't... You've been together 30 years nearly. You can't just, like...
Yeah, no. It doesn't just untangle neatly.
No.
And then Kathy's like, well, it's been, you know, it's been on the rocks for 3 years. It's been on the cards for 3 years. And Carl's like, no, it hasn't. She's like, yes, it has.
Yeah.
Thanks for the fucking heads up, Gabby. And then Crystal's like, I told Kathy that I thought you guys were a couple.
Why is Crystal in our business?
Crystal, why? What is...
What benefit is that?
Yeah.
Because people sent me things. Sent you what? Instagram pictures. Okay,
yeah.
So no one sent you anything,
Crystal.
Nobody
sent you shit, bitch.
Like, come on. It's like saying Sutton said something dark and she's racist. We're not doing that again.
And then I love the, like, Morgan is such a beautiful artist that she would actually rather not have the scrutiny. And I love her. I'm like, well, not enough to stop her giving her the scrutiny, though. Like, if she doesn't want, like, if she hates that when she's with Kyle, they get photographed and people look at them and, like, you guys are just normal friends. You just not be normal friends. Like, you just met this woman. If you hate the attention that you get by being next to her, just stop it. Like, not that hard. Like, do you know the number of people I don't hang out with? It's loads.
Yeah.
The amount of people it's impossible to photograph me with is billions. Like, it's just stop it.
Basically, Kyle still doesn't know if she's a lesbian or not.
I think she does. She just, it's like divorce. She just doesn't know the word lesbian yet.
Oh, right. Got it.
She doesn't know it in like a bit of her brain.
Yeah. Okay. Clear.
She's going to be one of those people like, I just fell in love with a person. She's going to be one of those people.
Oh, yeah. I don't see gender.
Yeah. It's like, well, technically, I think that currently does make you gay. And she didn't know the purpose. So we think about the purpose of the music video. And I'm like, well, the purpose of a music video is just to like gain attention for a song, isn't it? Like, none of us are like, oh, I don't understand music without pictures.
Yeah, but I know. I think what she meant was she didn't realise that it was going to be the start of their love affair.
Sure. But also, how terrible of an actress is she? And she's like, I didn't know what was going to happen. I just turned up. Like, well, that's not very professional.
No, but she's never had to kiss someone on camera. Never
okay, but also,
woman.
That's really terrible. Like, if you're saying, like, you're saying that direct, like, with all this of Bravo and, like, what do the directors know and what do the producers know? I'm like, you're saying that director just, like, sprung an intimate scene on you? No! No, they did
oh,
not.
Oh, they have to have the coaches and all the rest of it,
and
don't
all that
they?
Chat. Like, you didn't just walk in and they were like, kiss her, and you were like, okay, I have no idea. And then later you were like, oh, no, I'm Kyle Richards. I couldn't possibly get that stopped. No.
I mean, when laid out like that, yeah.
Is there anything going on? No, I have feelings. I love her. No. Okay, that sounds like something.
Can you see yourself with her?
I'm evolving. Also, why are we not at all upset at how young Morgan is?
How old is Morgan?
She's younger than that oldest kid, right? I'm going to Google it. Hold on. I think she's really young.
She doesn't look really, but that's all the filler, though, isn't it?
Morgan,
why she doesn't look young.
Wade. How old is she?
Well, she can't be that much of a household name if it's taken you this long to find out how old she is.
She's 29.
Oh, yeah,
that
she's
is a
younger.
big age gap.
She's much younger than her oldest kid. Her oldest
Yeah.
kid's in her like mid to late 30s, isn't she?
Exactly, right? That's. If that was a dude, we'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, that would be
Like, if
really inappropriate.
Mauricio was like, oh, I'm fully bringing my 29-year-old girlfriend around, we'd not be surprised at all, but we'd judge him.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
I
What
mean,
needs to be said about this?
yeah, I don't
I
think
don't
it's
like
okay.
this
Yeah,
double standard. Huh?
I don't think it's all right.
No, it's not. I didn't even realize. I never put it together. I never thought to even check. See, that says a lot about me as well. I'm like deep-rooted in this world of where it's acceptable for this to happen.
You crazy feminist, you.
Oh, no. Jesus.
It's gone too far, damn it.
Oh.
And then that's the end. And
That
then
is the end.
they sort of ask them what they'd learn, and nobody's
Yeah.
learned anything.
No one's learned anything. Erica's learned that she's okay.
Yeah. She's okay.
That's the only one I can remember.
Dorit was like, I need, and then Andy's yawning again.
Oh. I love it. She's learned not to trust Garcelle.
Yeah, she's learned to be less naive about being a racist. Is that what she's learned? Like, don't say racist things to black people. Just say it with your other white friends. That's it, right? I'm sure
Yes.
that's not what she was saying.
No,
She's going
but
to be less naive.
it's not that far off it, though, to
It's
be fair.
not what she's saying.
No.
Oh.
Right, well, that's it.
That's it. I can't wait for next season where we just see Kyle and Morgan like openly fuck.
Oh, I mean, it would be great to watch, let's be clear.
A house with the professional lighting? I mean, it's going to be a show.
Oh, absolutely. Here for it. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yes. We'll see you all soon.
Yes. Take care.
Night.